Ladies and gentlemen, I knew a musician who had a wonderful career as a piano soloist, and when age made his own traveling and performing difficult, he became a successful orchestra conductor. His purpose in life had grown behind making music himself to encouraging and supporting others. He loved music and never stopped making it. My profession has been medicine, and my most important fight against GBM and other brain illness. So in retirement, my purpose became to have the fruit of my career be a tool for supporting and helping coordinate your work as you continue this important fight. I am honored by and grateful for the music you are making. The Khatib Foundation story began 80 years ago in the holy Persian city of Mashhad. As a boy of 10, I learned from my parents that a greatly admired public official had suffered an epidural hematoma. It claimed his life. That started me on my path to Tehran Medical School, to neurosurgery, and the United States. For 60 years, I have been fighting the war against glioblastoma, multiforme, and other brain illness. As a practicing surgeon and hospital administrator, I repeatedly felt the pain, anguish, and frustration of patients and of colleagues as GBM claimed life and families. My late wife, Georgiana, and I initiated the Khatib Foundation to develop endowment that would support in perpetuity some of our profession's best and brightest, working collaboratively to end GBM. Georgiana passed away 3 years ago. I often recall her tremendous capacity for empathy and her ability to relate to people of many faiths. So it is especially gratifying to see the international and multidisciplinary body of professionals that have brought varied talents to the fight. I thank Case Comprehensive Cancer Center for hosting this symposium. Thank you, Dean Gerson and Dr. Latia. And a special thanks to Dr. Sina Ahmadi for organizing this event. I thank Dr. Henry Brehm of Johns Hopkins, a valued Khatib Foundation trustee. Also to Dr. Charlotte Shaw, a foundation trustee. Her late husband, Dr. Andy Parsa, had honored us as the foundation's first endowed chairperson at University of California. I have no doubt you and those who follow will put an end to GBM. And I ask you to join me in remembering within your own life stories the departed souls who may have guided you, assisted you personally. Most of us owe much of who we are to who they were. They remain with us and can move us as long as we remember them and what they gave to us.